Romans chapter 8. Of course, aren't you thankful for that great verse of Romans 8:28? I know it was Ethel Hook's favorite verse. Everything that she would sign, she had that as her verse of choice and would sign Romans 8:28 to it. And you know, when you live as many years as she lived and fought the battles that she fought, many of us have had our own fair amount of skirmishes. But it's always good to know that we're in the midst of that fiery furnace and there is a fourth man there. Amen? Aren't you glad for those promises that I will never leave you nor forsake you? So whatever it is you're facing tonight, Jesus is standing there with you. Amen? Whatever trials you're in right now, Jesus is standing there with you. If it's sickness, as we know many are warring against different areas of warfare in their bodies, He's already gone before us. He eternally, before creation, in the heart of God, bore stripes on His body that you might be whole tonight. Praise God. It is God's will for you to be whole. The great promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to just look a little bit tonight at that and to deal with the fact that some of us may be battling with discouragement because we haven't seen the manifestation of what God has promised us. You know, and if we're not careful, we'll respond like so many of us have in the past to our parents or somebody else. Anybody ever have your parents break a promise to you? Dad told you he was going to take you to the ball game, but something came up at work or some other important thing like the sofa. And these promises, and here we are as little children and hearts broken because you promised, Daddy. But every promise of God in Christ is yea and amen to the glory of God. Amen? And so we can trust in Him. And you know, some of us have become skeptical. We hear, you know, promises, promises, promises. God has made some great sure promises to us and we can't let them be taken from our hearts. Amen? Amen. They've got to incubate. They've got to be held as sure regardless of circumstances. The promises of God, when they enter our spirit, we embrace them for eternity. Amen? Hebrews makes it very clear. If necessary, you've got to die holding that promise in your heart. Not yet fulfilled to your understanding, but His word is sure. His promises are sure to 1,000 generations. Praise God. Don't let anybody take it from you. Don't let these great promises be wrestled out of your hand. And so Romans chapter 8 begins to admonish us in some of these great promises that God has toward us. And we see that His word to us is that He's brought us to understand that all things are working together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Now, you know, it's a difficult thing, isn't it, when you're in pain to be able to take that 28th verse and go, this is working for good. That's a tough one, isn't it? But James admonishes us, count it all joy, amen? When you fall into different temptations, tests, and trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. We know that that word means consistency, endurance. We can say it another way, character, stability, faith. That ability to trust in God. Faith is just reliance, assurance in God's integrity and that what He promised, He will perform. Praise God. Now through this whole life, there's the battle of the kingdoms, of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. That as that battle is raging around us, many of these things within us are being tested. Some of them by the very sovereign purposes of God, as Job was. That was a sovereign test. Now, most of us in here are probably not in that type of a test, but we are under the influence of the warfare of light and darkness, the king of this world, the god of this world who is working havoc upon humanity. He's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trials that are upon us, as though something is unique in your life. Jesus has gone before you. A great cloud of witnesses has gone before you and have stood on the promises of God and will call back to you and say, His word is sure. Don't faint, praise God. Amen? Don't let any man steal your crown. So encourage yourself tonight in the fact that God is with you in the midst of this trial. That God is with you in the midst of this warfare, whether it be psychological, physical, whatever it might be, this spiritual warfare. In the case of Job, we know that that war that went on, the accusation of the evil one, when God called Satan up into his presence and said, what do you think about my servant Job? What if you're in the battle that you're in right now because God was bragging on you? Hallelujah. Would you like that? Would you like to know that God's bragging on you? Saying, what do you think about my son, my daughter? Doing a good job, aren't they? Take your hand off of them. Let them suffer a little bit physically or financially. How about domestically? Unheard of. What grace manifested itself in the life of this man? You know, Job, of course, we're all familiar with that, but Job is the oldest record of mankind outside of Adam that we know in the scriptures. And in this time, before Bible, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the, before there was any word to hear. Just communion, that communion with God, that personal relationship, no doctrines that were established. Just a knowledge of God and how good He is. Now remember in those days, the pagan ideology was, if you were doing well, you were being blessed of God. And if things weren't going so well, you must be out of relationship with God. And so this whole experience that Job went through was to set for you and I a sure doctrine that pagan mindset is not necessarily the good thing. Bad things happen to good people. Amen? Count it all joy. I don't know about you, I'm not crazy about that. I don't find that an easy thing to do at all, do you? But when we find ourselves in those circumstances, the only thing we can do is run to the promises of God. And hear what God has to say about this circumstance that we're in. And see that there's a pattern that we're going to look at tonight throughout all the scriptures. That God knows how to deliver the righteous out of temptation. Hallelujah. Don't faint. Don't faint. Just begin to boast in God. Learn the lesson that Job learned. Amen. Don't justify yourself. Glorify God. Don't try to explain your circumstances. Glorify God. Don't try to understand your circumstances. Glorify God. Make Him big. Hallelujah. And as we read the book of Job, and we understand then that as Job was able to declare the goodness of God, the mind and the wisdom of God, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Say it. Hallelujah. He'll curse you to your face. No. His children, those that know him to be good. As we saw in Psalm 119, God is good and doeth good. Hallelujah. He always does good. And everything that you're experiencing right now, he's going to work for good for his own glory. Hallelujah. To those that love him and keep his commandments. Now his commandments, as it pertains to this situation, are just to praise him in the midst of it. Don't faint in the midst of this thing. Come to that heart place where you can say truly, not as doctrine, it flows out of your spirit as living waters, to where you can lift your hands and declare, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him and serve him and praise him. Hallelujah. You see, that's when you know faith's working. This is calling things that are not as though they were. That praise and that glory that God deserves in these moments. You know, because we have tougher times coming. Amen. This whole life, this is a learning process for many of us as to what's coming forth. I mean, all we have to do is go to Hebrews 11 and learn, you know, that those guys had a little worse than we are right now. Sawed asunder. Have you ever just imagine somebody just like, ouchie. I've always tried to think between those things. You know, the sawed asunder never was good, and I just really wouldn't want to be burned alive. But many have gone before us and said his grace is sufficient. Amen. And we've talked about the fact of how weak a people we are here in America. Weak-minded, so many people. You know, I just heard about some of the things that just happened the other day where some little kids were cutting themselves in school. So now they're going to take all pencil sharpeners out of the school because these little kids were cutting their wrists or something. And I can just hear the panic of these mothers and fathers of this generation. The outrage that this, you know, it's like the gun thing, that this pencil sharpener would attack their child. Maybe the problem's at home. Maybe we ought to look beyond the pencil sharpener. Maybe we ought to enact God's rules of discipline again and love, amen, and order in the family. But instead, an untried, compassless, humanity, without guidelines, without truth, trying to navigate life. Weaker and weaker, looking for somebody else to protect them. And we can apply that same thing to much of the professed church today. And as we examine our own hearts, we need to ask ourselves, how strong am I? When adversity comes, How real is the word of God to me then? Do I practice what God's word declares, promises? Do I believe that where I am today is working for my good and God's glory? And if it is, then you can praise Him. Amen? If it is, then you can boast in Him. If it is, then we go out and perform what the Word of God says. We go out and look for people to comfort with the same comfort wherewith we're being comforted. Praise God. And our eyes are taken off ourselves and we begin to go forth and declare the great promises of God. He goes on in this chapter, and I don't want to get bogged down, but the scripture tells us then that He's predestined us and called us, and He's called us to be justified and glorified. And then He makes a statement that we're all so familiar with in verse 31 that was in the prayer even tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? What a promise of God. What assurance His word has to us right now. If God is for you, who can be against you? Well, the chapter ends and He makes it very clear that there is nothing, verse 35, that can ever separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Tribulation can't separate us. Distress cannot separate us. Persecution cannot separate us. Now here's a big one for us Americans, famine. Nakedness, peril, sword. No, in all of these things, say it with me, we are more than conquerors through Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something tonight. We're a victory going somewhere to happen, man. Amen. We are more than conquerors. You know, our original jerseys here, our original basketball jerseys, I'm sure there's probably still some around. Some of our kids wanted to break out the old uniforms the other day to wear them, the real short ones. Because that's kind of coming back into style again. So we're just going to wait till they go out of style and then have them wear them. The fashions of this world. But the old basketball jerseys, it was interesting that we had on those jerseys above the conquerors in small letters, more than. Amen? So anybody who came in here to play us may have been conquerors, victors, champions, but we are more than. Amen? Think about this phrase, more than conquerors. Now, how do you become more than a conqueror? You not only win, you have the approval of God in the victory. Amen? You see, it's not enough just to win the fight. It has to be won in His name. It has to be won for His glory. It has to be won with His weapons. Amen? If He's going to be glorified. And so we have these great promises, and we see then that as He speaks to us, if He's for us, nobody can be against us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded tonight? Absolutely convinced, without doubt, fear, criticism, without adding to. I'm persuaded, he says, that none of these things, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, height, depth. There is no creature that shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Let me remind you tonight, Satan's a creature. Amen? He's a creature. Creature from the Black Lagoon. God is the creator. Amen?
Amen?
And because God is the creator, we are more than conquerors. So what are you facing tonight? What are the battles that are going on in your mind? Are you looking at any areas of discouragement? That loved one's not delivered yet? God, I don't understand, Lord. We've been praying, we've been fasting. Lord, I don't understand. Father, I've been believing for my son all of these years, and I don't understand why we're not seeing yet. That's not how we approach the situation. We pray and then we stand and say, God, we just thank you for your love while we were yet sinners. We just thank you, Father, that you have promised in your word you are not willing that any should perish. And that goes for my son. And you said if we raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, when they are old, they will not depart from it. It's your word. And I praise you, Father. I praise you for the reconciliation. I praise you for the deliverance. For none of these things, praise God, can prosper against us. And all of these things are working out for good and your glory. In Jesus' name. Because his promises are sure. Amen?
Amen?
The circumstances, time and space are what's going to pass away, but his word will not pass away. Praise God. There's enough time for the promise to come to pass in eternity. There's enough time in eternity. Let's not give up. Amen? Let's just continue to exalt him and to declare his greatness, all of his goodnesses, his promises to us to bring about these great deliverances. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 10. We referred to it already, verse 13. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. You know what we need to do right now, regardless of what it is, if it's physical, spiritual, psychological, whatever it is, you need just to look at yourself right now. Just look at yourself. Look inside yourself. And whatever that thing is, say, you ain't that bad. You're just common. You're just a common ailment. I don't fear you. You're not so exceptional. Yeah, that goes for you, cancer. Amen? That goes for you, fear, anxiousness, torment, doubts, unbelief, pride, bitterness, envy, heresies. There's nothing taken you but such as is common. Men before you have been through it and won the fight, praise God, because they chose to stand on the promises of God. And you're no exception. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Amen? And so we run to His Word where we can be safe. His Word, the Scripture tells us, is that high tower, praise God. And so we see that He goes on in this passage and He tells us, He says, there's nothing that's not common to man. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody next and say, God is faithful. Praise God. Amen. God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Many of us have found out in the midst of the trials that we're in right now, I'm stronger than I thought I was. Praise God. I've stood back and watched others suffer and battle in the spirit realm and thought, how in the world can they do that? I don't think I could ever do that. Nor could they until God's grace came and was sufficient. Praise God. Amen? God's faithful. He's in the fiery furnace with us. We see these promises that He's given us. He will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. I know what Satan's saying to you right now, but he's a liar, isn't he? Your faith isn't going to fail. Satan's not going to win this victory. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors, praise God, through Him that loved us. But will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. Now, you know, sometimes the escape is bearing it. How many of you'd rather be absent from it than bear it? But the one that has us there knows what's best for us. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors. What a promise. What a promise. You'll never be overcome. There's nothing that's going to come upon you that you can't be victorious in. If we just, having done all, stand, praise God. Not faint in our minds. We go back to Job. Can you imagine having your whole family wiped out in one moment? This isn't a parable. It's not a fairy tale. There was a man named Job who endured these things. Isn't it tragic how many people turn on God when they lose a child or lose a husband? Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
You see, it's tragic that people don't want to put their finger on the real issue at hand. And that's the fact that we're living in a world that's reeling under the power of sin, that's living under the dominion of Satan. He's a hard taskmaster. And so knowing the sovereignty of God and knowing the omnipotence of God, because the knowledge of God is in us all, when times become adverse, many of us want to judge God, question His righteousness, question His goodness, And want to disassociate ourselves as sons of Adam. Thinking that somehow we should live unscathed from the very power that dominates our members. These bodies now, under the influence of sin, will die. They will become sick, diseased. It's the consequence of sin. And we in the kingdom of God are not immune from that. But thank God He's given us weapons to come against that enemy. Amen? And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the scripture says, will do what? That same power that raised Jesus from the dead will make alive our mortal bodies. Amen? So we look to God and say, yes, I'm living in this body that's affected by sin, but there's an inner power, the resurrection power of Jesus that can quicken and make alive and heal and energize this outward man that normal man, average man will crumble under. God's grace will sustain me. Praise God. It's His promise. It's His promise. We see it affecting itself in the lives, even in the patriarchs. Being sustained by the promises of God, neither was his strength abated nor his eyes turning dim. Amen? I need to get that working for me, praise God. Keep taking these things off and on. Strength abating. You know, I was watching the strong guys out there the other day. And you get 70 years old and you go, man, that woman's stronger than I am now. Oh, she's stronger than Spriggs too, but. Now, we all know that's a trick. The goodness of God, the promises of God, they're yea and amen, praise God. And we need to grab a hold of these things and in the midst of adversity. Make sure that we're not fainting in our minds and that we're glorifying God. He will make the way of escape, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4, we see over in verse 18, he says, and the Lord shall deliver him from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful that God's going to preserve you to the heavenly kingdom? He delivers us out of every evil work. Not only the sin that's trying to entice us and the circumstances that we live in that are Sodom, but also these other areas that we're speaking of that humanity is under right now. This world is reeling like a drunk man. We live in a nation of addicts. Just to survive, man. People can't cope. Aren't you thankful that He gives us peace that passes understanding? Hallelujah. That's His promises. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Don't be afraid, little flock. It's Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom includes all of these promises, all of these kingdom rights. We have a right to a sound mind. We have not received the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Amen? Amen. And people to get by and they're taking all of these drugs and they're, you know, because they can't cope with this and can't cope with that stress. And of course, we know that we just take some goss pills. Amen? Prescribe them. One every hour. Go to the Word of God. Get a promise and begin to speak it back into the heavenlies and say, my God has declared, praise God. These great promises. That we're a healed people. We're a delivered people. We are a sustained people. Being anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known unto God. People look at us, and the peace of God. What's going on? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about the shootings? What are we going to do about Trump being elected and he's shooting rockets at people? And what are we going to do? Well, part of what we're going to do is sit back and go, hallelujah. Amen. You mean to tell me that Syria is being stirred up and Russia's ticked off and China's involved in this and Iran? Let's see, king of the south, king of the east. King of the North, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the good times roll. Fire them things. Hallelujah. It's not going to come nigh us. We're people of the Word. We're people that have covenant with God. We have promises. And God in His great integrity, God not being a man that He could lie, our hope, our boast is in Him. As we quoted earlier in 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And if you're all worried about justice, that's not our job. That's God's job. And He knows how to reserve the unjust unto the day of punishment. Some of us get all caught up in wanting justice. We want people to pay. They were wrong. They were bad. Why don't you just praise God and let Him take care of the justice part? Amen? And see Him as our great deliverer. The scripture is so clear. Turn over with me for just a moment into Psalms. And that great 91st Psalm. Amen. How many times have you taken that 91st Psalm in the times of torment and fear and opposition? There's times, I can remember one time in particular where Satan's presence was so tangible to me. The fight was just so real. You heard Kevin say a few months back about the wrestling that he had to where that presence is so oppressive and to where you're virtually not even hardly able to pray. And I can remember that, and I remember getting myself to this 91st Psalm and just begin to read it, praise God. Say, stand there just a minute, devil, I want to read you a love letter. I want to read you a letter the lover of my soul has sent me, praise God. I want to remind myself, I want to stir myself up, and I want to remind you, devil, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Oh, glory to God. It's about there that your voice starts getting a little clearer and your mind starts getting a little clearer and the enemy starts getting a little fainter, praise God. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The power of God. That word noisome just means with great intensity. It means that rushes upon or floods upon you. You know how when fear can come in just like a tidal wave. Oppression can just come on you instantly. Depression. And it comes and you stand up with the Word of God and you begin to speak the promises of God. He that dwells in the secret place, that word dwell means to sit quietly, to remain still and to wait on God. Don't panic. Realize who it is that's for you. And if God be for us, nobody can be against us. He shall cover us with His feathers, and under His wings shall we trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I will not be afraid for terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at the noonday. That word wasteth means to swell up to devastation. 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh me. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? It will not come nigh me. You know, years ago I shared a story and it's kind of humorous, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of faith, this was the assurance that was in my heart that night that we were flying to Hawaii. And I told you about that airplane that we were in, and I've seen experiments of where they would, in the factory, in the Boeing factory, raise the wings until they would snap. I was seeing it in person. The fear that gripped the hearts of every person, every stewardess was they were just white like sheets. None of them had ever been in situations like that. We got hit by lightning the other day. We were flying and I thought for sure we'd lost an engine, man. It was like, boom, this explosion and fire shoots down the side of the fuselage. And I know the minute I look out there, I know there's not going to be an engine out there. And if there is, it's on fire. And I looked out there and it was like, we got hit by lightning. I wasn't thinking lightning first. I was thinking the engine blew up and had talked to a number of the stewardesses, and it's not common that they experience those kind of things. I've been on planes hit by lightning twice, actually. Also been on a plane where all the engine power was lost and we had to make emergency landing in Dallas. Don't fly with me. I could tell a couple of other stories about sliding off the end of the runway. And it's really bad when you get there and your luggage isn't there either, but you know, that's another story. Anyway, as we're flying along and just the fear, the terror. And we began to pray and just trust in God. And that rest came up in my spirit to where literally we were just asleep with Jesus in the back of the boat. Absolutely perfect peace. And that I shared with you that I said was kind of humorous, you know, is really kind of what I envisioned in my life. And I thought, you know, it's going to be amazing if this thing goes down. They are going to not know what to do, man, in Honolulu when these two seats are coming in for a landing, man. Because we weren't going down. 1,000 at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and it wasn't going to come nigh us, praise God. Where are you tonight? That's your promise. Amen? I told you that story when Star was a little boy and we had all, man, there was every kind of pestilence, every kind of critter. It was unbelievable. I don't even remember what it was, whether it was those locusts that come or whatever it was, but we had some kind of infestation and it was unbelievable, man. You couldn't take a step without crunching stuff and just nasty. So I just went out there in the backyard and I said, that's enough of this stuff. And I opened this scripture and I said, in the name of Jesus, every one of you off my property. And I just went in the house. And I was in the house about 30 minutes and I came back outside and they were all gone. And I was like, praise God. And then Star runs over and says, Dad, I saw one. I said, which way was he going? He said, he's headed out. Hallelujah. Amen. God's good. His promises are sure. We'll end with this for tonight in this great psalm. Only with your eyes will you behold it. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all of thy ways. Because he has set his love upon me. Hallelujah. God says, therefore will I deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you here tonight for wherever we find ourselves right now, that you are the greater one who lives inside of us. 1,000 at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, it will not come nigh us. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors. You have provided the way of escape, and we worship you and we thank you for it tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, just stand up where you are and just let the shackles fall off as you thank God for the victory that's been won. Just stand up and begin to praise him tonight. Put the emotions down. Put the weariness down. I'm so tired. Just put it all down and begin to make God great and thank Him for His promises tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the hour of your deliverance. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will deliver him. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we rejoice in it. Your promises are sure. They are yea and amen. No, we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Every promise is sure. Oh, we delight in you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. You alone preserve us alive. In the midst of these adversities, you forsake not your saints. You preserve us forever. Hallelujah. Fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank you, Father, for your great promises. Thank you for your great promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we delight in you. Hallelujah. I delight in you. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, turn to somebody next to you and say, I've got promises, praise God. Amen. Go in peace. God's love go with you.